Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
It's because of the mole. She's been giving away our cookie leads to Troop 257. I wasn't 100% certain until last week. I was at my new job. A lot of cookie lovers there. I could smell it. I arranged for Troop 119 to come to my office and sell cookies. It was going to be a huge score. But when we showed up, guess who beat us to the punch?
Troop 257?
Yes! I had to eat Troop 257's cookies from my own break room.
We didn't have to.
I had to, Tina. I had to!
I'm so sorry.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Reach Mint Wax. Because it's sitting in front of me and I forgot to pick out a fake sponsor, and it's right. Anyway, you can check them out. It's the mintiest wax that you could possibly use. It's floss. Did I mention that it's floss? It's mint waxed floss. I think I feel like I left out a really important. Anyway, check them out at reach.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DubiousIntent. Why would I make them spell it all out? That doesn't even make it. Use the discount code DI for a minty discount. Oh, wow. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the mint wax floss free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm discombobulated right now because I'm worried that my levels are pegging the audacity there, and that was distracting me because I was like, I have a slight cold, so I've bumped the gain on my microphone way the fuck up so that I don't have to talk as loud because it was making me cough. So. If I sound odd to you,
email to myself. So
you were sending an email to yourself.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
Yeah.
That like, dear Adam, well, I didn't like what you said to me today. I was very hurt. Please respond.
Well, you know, I don't get enough emails. If anyone and everyone.
Oh, so it was more of a. It was more. Adam, I was sitting here at my desk and I was thinking of you and just thought I would send you a note. You're really important to me. Love, Adam.
Yeah, I kind of like that. No, actually, I was sending myself an audio file. Yeah.
Wait, so you recorded yourself saying that you hello to yourself and then you emailed it to yourself?
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what I did. You are so good.
It seems overly complicated for like this is like Bond villain level of overcomplication there.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, Daniel.
See, the whole levels thing threw me off. Yasma Badu in the chat room said Daniel has a lot of practice pegging the levels. There you go. It's
you need the shade button.
That's not shade, Adam. That wasn't shade. Anyway, let's do this. It's 9:23 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can of course mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who's joining us this evening in the chat room?
Oh hell. Best Chad, I see Greg. PTMY Christian RT Cruza, Tim in Alaska, Yasmama Du, Gary MC, TT in Chicago.
That's Tom and Terry in Chicago, yeah. Oh, is that it? Are you done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I don't know. You just stopped all of a sudden.
Yes, that is it. I'm sorry. Look, well, after about 5 minutes, everyone will settle in and it'll all right, be kind of, we'll flow, you know, better from then. YouTube decided to start playing and I couldn't hear any. I was like, where is that music coming from?
So anyway. I'm guessing this is kind of like one of those. Have you ever been to or have you ever heard about like DEF CON in Vegas?
Yeah, that's the hacker.
Yes, the hacker is the annual
right?
hackers convention there. They have this thing in there called Spot the Fed, where it's like, you know, the members of the FBI and CIA will actually go to the hackers convention and they'll try to blend into the crowd. And of course, there's an ongoing game throughout the weekend of like spot the, you know, and when someone spots the Fed, or thinks they spot the Fed, they of course, you know, draw, and then whoever's doing the presentation at the time stops and actually like pays attention to who they think is. Anyway, it's a huge thing. I'm just trying to say, I think someone in the chat room tonight is not who they say they are.
Is a Fed?
It is. Someone in the chat room tonight is a Fed. I'm not entirely sure who yet. There was, oh my God, why am I hearing your computer noises?
You shouldn't be.
Well, I was. Here's the thing. There's like Big Fatty was in our chat room earlier, and I know it's not Big Fatty, right? And I helpfully told the imposter, you should just change your name to, you know, someone who we can't just text on the phone if you wanted to really pull one over on us. And now, and then suddenly after that, like three people that don't normally listen to our show showed up in the chat room. So I'm not sure if Christian is actually Christian or if Gus Chad is. Oh, Gus Chad left. Oh, wait, no, there's Gus Chad. I don't know if that's actually Gus Chad. Tim in Alaska says he's not a Fed.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm fascinated by this, Adam. This is absolutely, it's just distracting me there. So anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I think there's a Fed in the audience. So watch your P's and Q's is what I'm trying to tell you. Adam, I just wanted to get this out of the way really quickly. I had some lovely birthday presents this past week, and I wanted to thank some people specifically for sending me birthday presents. TJ from Nowhere sent me a Kindle book. Thank you very much, TJ. Moose sent me a Amazon gift card. Thank you so much, Moose. Nico Martinez sent me a little Perry the Platypus Disney Infinity character for my Disney Infinity, but it's Perry the Platypus, which anyone knows me knows that I love Perry the Platypus. And I don't know that there was anybody else, you know.
Well, I sent you something.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I also, I got some stuff from Adam. And no, actually you got me the Toy Box add-on, the racing game Toy Box add-on for Disney Infinity. And you got me the Baymax figure and the Black Panther figure for Disney Infinity and some nylon webbing. Thank you, Adam.
Well, you know, I feel like everybody needs a little nylon webbing in their life. So, you know, I always, anytime I give people presents, I always like to include just a small package of nylon webbing.
I see.
You know, it's funny. No, it's really funny because I don't think we mentioned this on the show. I do not normally give nylon webbing to people, but I will tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, I gave Mr. Brewer nylon webbing because
why did you give me nylon webbing?
Because nylon webbing was in your wish list on Amazon, and I just couldn't help myself. I was like, what the hell does he want with nylon webbing? And then in the chat that we have amongst some of our friends that we talk, the group me,
yes,
that we talk in throughout the week, we were all trying to speculate what lascivious things, you know, what horrible, dirty, dirty, dirty things, you know, you were going to be doing with nylon webbing. Right. And everyone was coming up with all these different guesses. And when I got, you know, when I went over to Amazon to purchase your gift, I was like, I just have to. I have to order him this. Not, I don't know what he's going to do with it. But wow. So that's why. That is why.
And I told you, but you've asked me what I was going to. I said, and you guys were all guessing these really horrible. I said, if you guys knew what it was for, it was so mundane that it's just.
You said it would ruin it or something.
It would ruin it. It was so mundane what I used it for that it would just ruin it in your mind.
Oh, so you've used it already.
Yes. It was actually something I needed. You just saw in the group me thing today that Bill said that that I used it very well.
I thought he said for a sling.
He didn't say for a sling.
Oh. Well, anyway.
I wouldn't use a while. Anyway, so again. Nylon webbing, for those of you who don't know, because it's a really stupid name, but it's like that nylon. It's like strapping, nylon strapping. But this particular one was a really long one. I forget how long it was. But
really long. Yeah. Well, as you do, right?
Here's the thing.
I forget how long it was.
Here's the thing, Adam. When I first got this apartment, when I first left my other apartment, came here, I was paying for two apartments because I was going through a divorce and I didn't have enough money to buy a new bed that first month that I moved here. So it was going to be an entire month before I was going to be able to get a bed in this apartment. And I desperately, desperately did not want to not stay here.
Okay.
So rather than sleep on the couch every night, I bought two foam.
A hammock?
No, I bought two of those 4-inch foam pads. You know, for like $60 each. So for $120 bucks, I had a makeshift, you know, mattress I could put on the ground and put sheets on it. what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what you had in the studio.
Yes, it used to be here in the studio, and it was always in the way, and I didn't really want to throw it away because it's useful if someone comes to visit, like one of my nephews or something. You know, it's a nice, comfortable bed because it's foam core thing, whatever. So, but it was really stupid to store everywhere because it's these big, huge fucking foam things. And so, Adam, what I did was I've pushed them in front. I don't have a bed frame. I just have a bed. So I'm making those two cushions are now my headboard with some sheets over them that make them a nice color, like a deep color. So it looks like a blue foam headboard. But in order to hold it up against the wall, I needed to strap it to two hooks on either side so that I could take them out so that I could use them if someone came over. You know what I'm saying? So the nylon webbing was basically it's being used to hold two foam mattresses up against the wall.
Now I can make that dirty. Watch.
But I'm just saying.
Watch. You hit your head on the wall a lot when you're doing certain things mm-hmm. with certain gentlemen callers.
Tying my shoe. Yes.
And you're constantly bumping your head. So you had to have the nylon strapping to strap the foam to the wall so that you have a nice cushion for your head.
Yeah, but those weren't the jokes. You guys were like doing all the jokes were just like, you know, like there were some good ones. Like I was going to like hog tie someone or I was going to get hog tied and I was going to create my own sling out of them. And I was like, so it was like, I didn't want to spoil you guys' fun by saying, no, actually, it's just to hold two stupid mattresses up against the wall. It's like the reason I wanted a really long piece was because I didn't know how much extra webbing I would need on either side in order to screw it in with the hooks. So it's like, it was really, honestly, it was just, I figured I'd just let you guys think, you know, better thoughts for it. There you go. Oh, and Tim in Alaska wants to know if the aforementioned hooks are strong enough to also hold handcuffs. No, that would be easier accomplished like on the bed frame down underneath because the hooks are just literally, it's just there to hold the, it's just to hold it. There's not much tension needed to hold them up against the wall because the bed is pushed against them. It's just the top part tends to flop over. So it's really... And then I'm covering them with a fitted sheet. So the hooks are underneath the fitted sheet. So it would be hard. It would be really hard to do. And it's just, those are those screw hooks that go into drywall. So they're not very strong. So no, I guess is what I'm trying to say. My God, what is going on tonight? Is it a full moon or something? Is there something going on?
It is. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, Adam, I think I said thank you to everyone. By the way, thank you, Adam, for my lovely birthday present. I really do appreciate it. I also got a lovely birthday card from Matthew Burlingame. I keep pausing because I know I got other ones, but those were from family. But yes, so Matthew, but if I missed anyone, I apologize. But
if he missed anyone, it means he doesn't like you.
If I missed anyone, it's because you didn't get me anything.
Oh.
No, I'm tight. There's so many people that said happy birthday to me on Facebook. So thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Anyway, go ahead.
Did you have a good birthday? Did you do anything?
I didn't do much. We recorded on Saturday. So a friend of mine, Franklin, took me out to dinner on Sunday for my birthday. So I went to this new restaurant right up the street here called Wooden Tap. So we went there for my birthday. And then on Monday, I went to work. And Bill, who I normally go to lunch with, took me to lunch for my birthday. So I had a nice birthday lunch. And it was a lovely birthday, and I got all those aforementioned presents. It was a wonderful birthday.
Well, what is a birthday anyway? It's just another year. You could have taken the day off.
I could have, but here's the thing: if I took the day off, then I wouldn't be in New Haven, and Bill couldn't give me a free lunch. So it's like, it's really like, what? Here's the trade off. There is, you know, don't go to work and don't get a free lunch, or go to work on your birthday. Because no one expects you to do anything on your birthday. Because like, where's this? Where's the blah, blah, blah? God damn it. Why don't you have this? And you just look, I'm like, you know, it's my birthday. I'm sorry. See, so it's a perfect excuse not to.
Daniel, so I have a question about your lunch.
My lunch.
Your lunch for your birthday. When you were done.
Oh, Yas Mamadou wanted to remind me of Saturday night. I'm sorry, real quick. So yes, after the show Saturday evening, we stayed up and played Drawful and Quiplash and other things. And Yas Mamadou was there. Go ahead.
Oh, after I left.
Yeah, you could only stay for, I can only stay for like 10 minutes, Daniel, really. That's all I can take you.
An hour.
And
I stayed an extra hour. I had not eaten dinner. I had to go eat. And Mark was waiting on me because we eat together. Anyway, it's just mm-hmm. a thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so did you stack your plates after you ate for your lunch? That's what I really want to know.
No, I did not. Absolutely, I did not. A, because I really just had an entree. So it's like I didn't have you know, I had like a house, I had like a salad with salmon on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a nice salad, like a, you know, one of those app salads with a fillet of salmon or something on it.
Oh, good. Well, the reason I bring that up is because, so I last night, for whatever reason, Mark and I do, you know, as we do every week, we do a restaurant every week, and we went to this restaurant, and when I was done, I had a small, like, I'll call it like a bread plate. And then I had my plate that my entree came on. And so just out of habit, I stacked the bread plate onto the entree plate. And for whatever reason, it reminded me of when we were in Vegas and I was stacking plates. So I took a picture and, cause I was laughing to myself about the whole plate stacking thing that we had.
Why did your sound all of a sudden get shitty? It's like I start
playing music.
Yes, I'm playing music and suddenly your sound is all shitty. It's like, am I coming through on your channel there?
I can't talk. You should not be coming in on that channel. You're not. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so is it still bad?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it still bad?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad, but I wanted to... Oh! So sorry, Adam. This is a fascinating story, but we have to get to this phone call here really quick. It's like, yes, hello. Oh, I had to push the volume back up. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Character actor Earl Schumann, dead at 100, made his acting debut playing Izzy Mandelbaum Sr. in an episode of Seinfeld and went on to other things in Drew Carey's show, Just Shoot Me, and in Dodgeball. Okay, bye.
Earl Schumann?
I don't know. I don't know that person, but... I didn't Google him. I would recognize his face.
You would recognize his face.
Earl Schumann. Mm-hmm. Is it spelled shoe like a shoe?
No, Schumann. Schumann. Yeah, he did. He died on March 24th, 2016, of age 100. He was a character actor. It would be difficult for you to.
Don't recognize this person.
Well, now there's a couple of them, right? It's the older one. He was just like a, you know, like an old guy. He just played those stereotypical crazy old guys. You know what I'm saying? Like the badly dressed magician. And
I don't care. Give it to him. Whatever. It doesn't matter. He was excellent. You know, I can't even count on my hands and fingers and toes how many times Earl Schumann comes up in a conversation that I'm
daily,
having with
all
of my friends.
Daily, yeah. And I won't tell people, Adam, that here on the board it's actually written as Earl Schumann, Schoeman.
I don't know how to spell it. I'm not a spell. First of all, it's a name. And second of all, I'm not a good speller anyway. All right.
They call me the Schumann because I would go out early in the morning to dance and I'd put these bottle caps on the tip of my shoe. So that's why they called me the Schumann, because when my shoe hit the brick, it went like that. You hit the shoe on the brick. You make a noise. And they called me the Shoe Man for about 72, 73 years. It's me. I'm Earl Schumann.
Well, you know, most people's last names came from their profession. So Schumann could have been a guy who sold shoes. I mean, let's see. They're Smith. We're blacksmiths.
Could have been. Could have been
if
a blacksmith.
You were aware of that.
I was aware, but it may not be, you know, there's other
Rogers.
Smiths.
Rogers, they went around rogering everyone. I don't know. I don't remember that one. Anyway, so it reminded me of the plate stacking thing from Vegas. For anyone who was listening to the show back then, I stacked the plates at a nice restaurant. Well, you know, it's in a casino.
Here's
so,
the thing.
I mean, you can't really...
I have forgotten about this so many times, and you keep bringing it up. This obviously is an incident that is so deeply, like, just scarred you somehow in your life. It's very... I don't know what to say, Adam. It's like you've clung on to this one memory. Like if I were to ask you the first thing that you remember from the Pride 48 of 2015, you would immediately be like, I was in this restaurant and I put down my thing and I stacked the plates and they told me not to.
Okay, so let me finish.
Yes.
So so I just want to say something about myself, first of all. So when I would say when I graduated high school and I went into college, I wanted to do whatever I could to get rid of my Southern accent, you know, try not to be, you know, Southern, you know, at all. If I could, I wanted to, you know, kind of disavow, disown my Southern heritage. And And then, you know, after I moved back to the South and whatever, after I lived in England for a while, and then after I moved back to the South, I was like, you know, there are good things about Southern people. Not everything about them is good. There are bad things about any group of people, but there are some traditions, some part of my heritage that I should be proud of. So I was like, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Southern accent, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things, and so we of the South, and I know you're from the South, but I'm not sure that Florida counts.
I'm sorry. Florida doesn't count.
Florida's just a bunch of retired people from.
Oh, yeah. There's no stereotype. Adam, I'm a native Floridian. I'm not someone who moved to Florida to retire.
Well, did your parents move there from somewhere?
They did. They moved there from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, Adam. I think I have some cred in this particular area of being Southern. Okay,
fine. But so a lot of Floridians aren't Southern, so aren't really Southern. Anyway,
you're
so
thinking
sure
of South Florida. Central Florida is mainly, and the Panhandle, like Central and North Florida is mainly like Southern folk, okay, with the accents and all.
So there is a bit of rebellion in Southern
Do you not remember Ginger Minj from last year in RuPaul's Drag Race? She's from Leesburg, Florida. That's right there, Central Florida.
So I think I have a little bit of a, well, damn it, this is just the way I do things, and you know, I say so. Yeah, I don't know why my voice got that way all of a sudden. But anyway. No,
and I can't play music over you because your thing is set up wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, so anyway, maybe there's something wrong with my mixer because the buttons are pressed correctly. Okay, so I don't know what's wrong.
Could be.
So I have this thing, you know, when people attack the Southern thing for whatever reason, you know, this part of me comes out and I get defensive.
Yes.
So what I wanted to do, though, because I think I got defensive over the plate stacking thing, because I'm like, well, you Northerners are just rude. You don't want to be nice to your wait staff. But, you know, us Southern folks, we're just being nice and, you know, trying to help out the staff because, you know, they have a hard job to do. And we're just trying to, we were taught to clean up our, you know, not leave a messy area at the table.
You weren't taught to do that in a restaurant.
Yeah, all of my Southern friends that I go to restaurants with also stack their plates. I even asked them at church today, and every single person that I asked said that, yes, they stack their plates.
All right, but there's a difference between going to a place, you know, where they give you a tray, like Five Guys Burger, where they give you a tray and you take it over there and you stack your plates and you take it back up. There's a difference between that or even like some other, like even your Red Robin and your, what am I trying to say? Like Red Robin and the Chili's, that area of restaurant, like mid-range restaurant where it may be acceptable. But if you're in a nice restaurant, we were in a Wolfgang Puck's restaurant, Adam. We had two waiters assigned to our table. We didn't just have a waiter. We had two waiters. We had a waiter and a sub waiter assigned to our table.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm explaining myself.
I'm just saying that you have to take it into context. You have to take it into the setting.
So I had another discussion with Joe Patance. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to, you know, I am under the impression that this is okay and that I'm a Southern person and we're being nice, but I don't want to just go about my life being ignorant. So I'm going to look it up. And so I found a Mrs. Manners or a Miss Manners post on it. And according to Judith Martin, Miss Manners herself, it is bad manners to stack plates for your wait staff to remove from the table. In her words, Miss Manners knows that you were only trying to help. A waiter who takes a price in his professionalism would never stack plates at the table and could be in trouble if you made him appear to have done so. Make it a practice never to scrape or stack your plates at the table. It is aesthetically unappealing, dirties both sides of the dishes, and could damage the dishes depending on what type of dishes they are. And I knew this when it says what to do when you finish your meal. And it says you should not push your plate away or stack your dishes, but you should place your knife and fork together in the 20 minutes past 4 o'clock position, picturing your plate as the face of a clock. That's a thing they do in Europe a lot to signify that they're done and they're ready for the wait staff to take their plates away. So there you go. So I was wrong. I'm admitting it.
Wow.
At least based on Miss Manners.
Wow. Do we need to mark this date or anything like that? Do we need to?
I will admit when I'm wrong.
On this date, April 3rd, 2016, Adam Burns. Now, does it make you feel better? Because you've carried this incident with you since Vegas.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Okay.
And I can't be ashamed of this. I am from a poor part of the South, one of the poorer states. We probably don't have any restaurants that most people out in them their hills in California, you know, have. So at the restaurants that I go to in Arkansas and in other places in the South that I've lived, that was considered to be good manners, and everyone does it. So like, now one thing I haven't done is one of my best friends from college, she was like a waitress forever. I need to text her and ask her, but I haven't done that yet.
We're talking about a restaurant that is highfalutin enough that it has two waiters assigned to a table. That's very few restaurants have two servers assigned to your table. I shouldn't say in our case they were waiters, but they could have been anybody. So there's two servers assigned to your table. You have like your main server who's responsible for actually talking to you and taking, and then the other server whose job it is to bring your food to you, make sure your drinks are still filled up, sweep up, clean up any plates that are deemed unnecessary, you know, that need to be pulled up and everything. And in the case that you're talking about, for the 100th time, Adam, I could see the sub waiter heading towards our table that you couldn't see. And he was going for that dish, and you picked it up and put it underneath another dish, and he didn't know what to do because he was just like, now it's like if his boss comes by and sees plates, they're going to be like, oh, he didn't pick up his plate like he was supposed to.
So I want to publicly apologize to Daniel J. Brewer and Joe L. Batance.
You keep forgetting. Auntie Vera was there and Drew.
Agreed with me. Auntie Vera and Gooch both said it was a nice thing to do. So, you know, they were still on my good side. But I guess I'm wrong. But, you know, but I'm not ashamed of my heritage, however.
You shouldn't be ashamed of your heritage, Adam. It has nothing to do with your heritage.
Anyway, and in Southern restaurants, like, you know, mom and pop restaurants, when you go in, that's considered to be a nice thing to do.
Again, in your, even all the way up to, like, you know, other restaurants that, you know, have white tablecloths and stuff. Yeah, in many places it is acceptable, but in a particular case where you have two, but again, Adam, that wasn't the issue. The issue was I saw the guy heading towards the plate. You moved it, and I said, "What are you doing?" Because he was going for that plate. It had nothing to do with you stacking. It had to do with like you were moving a plate that he was obviously going for. You didn't see the whole thing, and now you've turned it into this whole class warfare between us, Adam. You're tearing us apart, Adam. You're tearing us apart with your classes.
Actually, I didn't. That was another thing I put in the thing. So I do think there's a little bit. Okay. So I've apologized to everyone and admitted I was wrong, but I do want to say one thing.
What?
I like the fact that I am a kind of a down home, grew up in the far south part of Arkansas. You know, I'm not ashamed of that anymore. And I do feel like some people from other areas of the country have a bit of classism when it comes to them versus people who grew up in the South. And so that's why I get some of that rebellion, you know, in my voice or in how I act, because I feel like those people in the far deep South are just as good a people and just as smart and intelligent and whatever else as the people from any other part of the country. And so I think that's why I get that way sometimes, because I think there is to this day some classic behavior.
So sorry, Adam. The phone's ringing. I had to get that. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Andy Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor James Noble, dead at 94. Probably best known as the governor in the TV series Benson. Okay, bye.
Yes, he was. He was the governor in Benson. So, congratulations, RT Cruiser. You are put into the list. Anyway, so, Adam, are you done? Are you good?
I'm done.
You good with the whole thing?
I'm good. I'm done.
I'm scared because as I talk to you, I'm eclipsing you because somehow my voice is coming through on the same channel. Something is happening where somehow what you're hearing is getting mixed in with what you're sending me because every time I play music or I talk and you try to talk, I'm.
Well, you know, I wasn't in studio mode, but I don't think that would have caused that.
No, that probably wouldn't have caused that, but. Welcome to welcome back, Adam. You're
welcome
in studio.
To studio mode.
Yeah, I quit asking because you always got mad at me every time. Oh my god,
I forgot.
Oh my god, this is like the biggest.
It's train like wreck is what you're gonna say.
I know. You know what I was? One of the title suggestions tonight was "You can start now," and I was like going, "Oh, I hope that wins because then I could just like say, oh my god, let's just start again, right?" And then I was gonna say, "You can start now," but no, that's not winning. That's not the one that's winning. So I'm trapped now. I can't use that.
So the
joke.
Chat room gets 2-for-1 tonight.
That's right.
They get multiple of the titles.
That's like, That's pretty bad. Anyway, Adam, what was I? I'm trying to find the Trello here. Oh, so I wanted to talk to you about, wow, you've got a lot of things, though. Maybe I shouldn't talk to you about these things.
No, it's fine.
They're really kind of boring.
No.
Here's the thing. All right, the two of them go together. So I'm gonna move them here because they just kind of go together. I, for reasons that will become clear to you in mere moments, Adam, I needed to play some old episodes of a podcast and pull some audio from them.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever tried to do this before, like because you're hosting the Pride 48 clip show this month and whatever. But I'm listening back to this podcast in Audacity so that I can clip it out. So I have the Audacity speed set up to like triple speed, you know, and I'm just kind of just so I can just because I know what I'm listening for. Right. I'm just listening for a particular phrase. Here's the thing that was really weird. As things were playing, like when I was repeat, I could remember where I was like on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I was at the second stoplight on Church Street when they said that. Oh, that's right. And then I turned. All right, so it's not going to be on this because I remember I reacted to this clip when I was at this stoplight. And since this is fasted, it's clearly it's not this day. So it's like, because what'll happen is as a new Big Fatty episode comes in the morning. So like, let's say I was listening to It's All About Me on my drive home. The next morning, Big Fatty supersedes where I was there. And then after Big Fatty, then I jump to It's All About Me or whatever I was listening to before. The point is, it's like, it's just like this weird positional audio map in my head. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I'm hearing clips of shows and I'm just like going, oh my God, I remember where I was at when I heard that. Like I remember, oh, that's right. I was on my way to the grocery store then because I didn't hear that the end of that until I came back out. Has that ever happened to you now that you're listening to clips of other shows?
I don't think I remember where I was. You've mentioned this before that like, when you listen to something you like or see a TV show or something, you'll like, and you see it a second time, you'll remember where you were you seem to have this, it just seems to be a thing with you. I don't think that happens to me, but maybe it's like that synesthesia or something.
That's what it is, Adam. It's like your weird ability to see tone color that you say alternately that you can and can't do. Anyway, here's the reason that I was pulling these clips, Adam, and practicing my little, positional audio. There's another podcast. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's called It's All About Me. Have you ever heard of this podcast?
I don't believe I've ever heard of that. Is it good?
And this, of course, is my birthday week. And so I don't know if you heard the Big Fatty show this week, but every show that he put out, because he didn't put out a Monday show, but he didn't put out a show on my damn birthday. Anyway, but every show that he put out on my birthday week had us at the beginning of it because that's my birthday present every year, as I get to be on the beginning of all the Big Fatties for that week. And so this particular podcast, I guess, was doing a thing like that. They were doing an honor of my birthday or whatever. They did this because I always make fun of It's All About Me. I say that since they've moved into a different room, it sounds like they're recording in a gymnasium. Because there's like, at certain points, you can hear some echo in what they're saying.
Yes.
Just Mark and Ed, not Curtis, because Curtis is coming.
I always thought that was just because they're millionaires and they live in a big...
A huge, you know, well, that's what it is. They move from, the, you know, this one room to like the marble room or something where there's like, you know, the lots of echo. But yeah, here's the point is I had made this come. And so I was listening to their show this week and I was like, there's echo. They're fucking with me now. They put echo in. They actually like went into the Audacity in the process and did a reverb like filter on it because, and here's how I know, even Curtis is echoing in this. So it's like, had it just been them and not Curtis, I would have just thought, aha, you're just, you know, you're really echoey. But in this case, it was like, I know they did this. I know, Adam, there's like, I know they did this. They did this just to fuck with me, those little bastards. But anyway, this isn't the first time that they've like, you know, tried to fuck with me. They, I have to find the thing. I had posted in the Facebook group that we should call Big Fatty's voicemail and his new voicemail and leave a message and then hang up midway. And I gave an example and people started commenting on it like, oh, I did it. Right. And I specifically said on that Facebook post, as an April Fool's joke, blah, 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 blah. So on the last episode of It's All About Me, they start talking about the April Fool's joke on Fatty's voicemail line. And this is why he's up in Canada. So it's not April Fool's yet. So they basically like spoiled it. And so I called Mark on it. I sent Mark a thing. It's like, it's an April Fool's joke. You're not supposed to talk about it until after April Fool's. And so he issued, this was what I heard on their show today. By the way, you can hear the echo in it, but this is what they said on their show today.
I do want to apologize because I guess there was some sort of April Fool's joke going around about Big Fatty's voicemail. He got a new number and you were supposed to call and hang up on it or something. And it was an April Fool's joke and we weren't supposed to spoil it. And I guess I spoiled it.
Yeah, you have a big mouth.
How did you spoil it? I didn't hear about this.
I guess I said it was either on our voicemail or on the show.
He wasn't
on
supposed to say show. It until nothing was supposed to be said until actual April Fool's.
And but I said on our voicemail to the, no, for Daniel's birthday
no.
episode for their birthday
no,
episode.
No. I mean, no.
I said something about it.
I don't know.
Well, I said something.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I said something to the effect.
It all blends.
No.
Wouldn't it be funny if this cut off in the middle, just like the voicemails to Big Fatty, like everybody's supposed to be doing, and I didn't realize that it was an April Fool's joke.
So incorrect. All right, so no, it was not on their phone call that they sent to me that we played on our because had it come out, then I would have just edited it out, right? I wouldn't have released our show with it in it, right? Because it's not like Fatty listens to us live. It's like, so, you know, I was like, no, so it wasn't what you sent to me. It was actually last week's show. And here's what they actually said on the show last week.
He doesn't do a show
I was
anymore?
Surprised. He's on vacation and he did not stock up any shows for his listeners.
No. How did the whole voicemail thing go that Daniel was trying to?
Oh, I think it went well.
Did it?
Yeah. Okay.
It was kind of funny. It was funny actually.
He was like, "Oh my god, my new Google thing is broken."
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Yeah. But, I mean, come on. He's not on the Facebook, is he?
No.
No.
No, he's on Twitter.
No, okay.
So you can talk about him any way you want. He will never, ever know.
Okay. I was just saying, you know, since I've been listening to him religiously.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I just wanted to see
Except
for this week. Right. I was taking some time off from there.
Yep. See, Adam, right on their show, not only did they say it on their show, which I couldn't edit, but then they even admitted that's where they read it, was on Facebook. Like, so now they've given away the
well,
whole
now,
thing.
Well, now, I do have to say... does Fatty listen to their show?
Because well, yeah, because he uses clips from them on the front of his show also. So, I mean, he listens. He talks about, Like, how would he know that Curtis was on the show if he didn't, like, talk about it? But yes, Fatty listens to a lot of shows. But yes, I know for a fact that Fatty listens to It's All About Me.
Well, yeah, it is obvious that they mentioned it.
I mean, so here's the thing, Adam is like, I said, you know, dude, you like spoiled my joke, right? It's not like, you know, I'm not like threatening to slash his tires or anything like that. I'm just like, dude, you know, what the fuck? You spoiled my joke. All he had to do, you know, is just like, going, oh, you know, sorry, I'm blonde, whatever. No. They took it to the next level. They just created a new contest on their show, Adam.
Okay.
It's way too confusing for me to explain what the contest is, Adam. But this is what they said as who can participate in this contest.
And of course, you all get to participate also if you can tell us if you like the new version or you like the oldie but a goodie, not Daniel Brewer.
And everybody but Daniel Brewer gets to play.
If you all have one that...
See, Adam, they it says, now I'm like a non-person to them.
I'm sorry.
Just crazy. It's not worth it, Adam.
Do you want me to play for you, like play the game in your stead, an honorarium of Daniel Brewer? Like I'm not playing on my own behest. I'm playing for Daniel Brewer.
Playing? You're playing for me? Let's listen to
the game.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi guys. RT Cruiser for the celebrity diss phone.
Wow.
Noted twins. Television stars Patty and Kathy Bacon did Patty no not Patty Bacon Patty Duke.
He almost did poodle there, didn't he?
Yes, Big Patty.
Oh, there she is. Patty Bacon did. And
he
Kathy
said
Bacon.
Patty Duke.
Congratulations, Big Fat. Wait, do we give it to RT?
Who do we give it to?
Yeah, he said it was RT Cruiser. Now, RT Cruiser is in the chat room. So, RT Cruiser, if you say that's not you, then we won't give it to anyone. But if you say that's you, then we just have to give you credit for it.
That's
so
true. If you admit it that it was you calling in, then... Right. Then we will, okay, RT Cruiser says it.
Oh,
it's him.
It's right. There you go. So congratulations, RT Cruiser. You are entered into the contest one more time for this thing. I was saying, maybe you could have called. Caller, you could have said you were someone else. Anyone else.
You know why everyone pretends to be RT Cruiser, right?
Why?
Because he's the only one with the accent that you can, it's recognizable to.
That's not true. You could do it for Fatty.
Well, that's true. But Fatty's not going to do himself.
I'm calling in because I right over there, I'm calling in for the death of my poop because right over there, that's where Fatty had a dump. It was right over there. And
You could do okay. that. You could do that.
And Joe Batant, could you do a Joe Batant's accent?
Joe Batant's doesn't so much have an accent, and it depends on which Joe Batant's you're talking about, right? So if you're talking about the Joe Batant's from RDRR who like reads scripts, so he reads a scripted part and then also engages in a discussion, and in order to make the audio differentiate between those two, he reads it in a style that's very obviously announcery reading.
Right.
On Tuesday, Adam decided to get up and have a glass of water. You know, that kind right. of announcery thing.
Yes.
So if you're talking about that Joe Batant's, then I just did it. I just imitated him. And then the other Joe Batant's is the, you know, the look. This is what I'm going to say. Look, this is what I'm going to say. Because he always, whenever he's like setting it up, he always starts with look. Look, this is what I'm going to say. Is Mike Lawson didn't record with me?
So it's more of a tone of voice, right?
On a Tuesday?
Than it is.
Okay. When I saw him? Yeah, it's very, yeah. As opposed to the Joe Batant's reading things off of paper.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went to Branson.
Wow, that was the worst segue.
Not if you don't call it out. You call it out, it's a bad segue.
You could have made a joke. You could have been like, and as Daniel ponders on that particular line, I will move on to the story about going to Branson.
I could have, but that's not me, you know. So I went to Branson. And so for anyone who doesn't know, Branson is it's the Las Vegas I don't know. It's not really the South. I don't know it's the Ozarks. So it's yeah. like kind of
how about, just say the Bible Belt. It's the Las Vegas of the Bible Belt.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, it could be. So or it's either the Las Vegas of the Bible Belt, or it's where old celebrities go to die. For instance, like Andy Williams. You know, of course, he was there for a really long time. Do you remember Yakov Smirnoff?
Yeah, now he's a crazy Christian dude now.
Well, I don't know about that, but he has a theater in Branson.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Dino?
No, I don't.
The pianist?
I don't know Dino, the pianist.
Dino, well, he's like a Liberace wannabe sort of guy, but he was a famous pianist at one point. He like has a show in Branson. But anyway, so we didn't really go to do any of the shows or anything like that. We wanted to go and
But you last time you enjoyed that magician so much.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's just like I was What was
He's
his
so
name?
Verbal.
He was just like
Rick. Rick.
Oh yeah! Come on, come on! You can remember,
can't remember his name. Rick. I can't remember. You can, if you do a search for Branson magician, you'll find him. Well, there,
yeah!
You know, actually, there are like four or five magicians in Branson.
Yeah. But,
so we wanted to go, and there are some fun things to do in Branson, and some of the shows are really good, but they're mostly country or like really old.
Or religious.
Famous
Aren't they
people.
Like, isn't Jim Baker based there? And
I don't think he is. I don't know that he is. I'm not going to say that he's. I think he's in North Carolina or somewhere like that. But anyway, so you know, you can have a good time. You can see some shows that are good. And there is, Mags mentioned, there's Silver Dollar City, which I've actually never been to. And we wanted, Silver Dollar City is a theme park.
Yeah, like the Jim Baker show like originates from Branson, Missouri.
No. Does it?
Morningside is a place of worship and fellowship. Blah, blah, blah. Jim Baker and his blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and it's the address because you can check into their wilderness campground or their condo rentals. And if you click on those, it tells you it's in Branson, Missouri.
Oh. Well, anyway, I wasn't aware of that. But so Silver Dollar City, yes, is a theme park. But it has kind of a country spin. And they have arts and crafts. And like you can go see a baker make bread or a potter actually make a pot or, you know, a glass blower or things of that nature. So they do kind of a crafty thing, but then right. they also have shows and they have rides.
I wonder if people like show up there and go, oh, I thought you were making pot. Ugh.
Exactly. Yes, they do all the time. It happens. And then they have a water park. It's kind of fun, but I've never
what
been.
Are Christians always, what is it you guys have with water parks? Cause that would remember the PTL speaking of Jim Baker. Remember when he had,
Christian
hold
thing.
On, hold on. But when he had his big, theme park, his Christian theme park, they had like a water park and they would always talk about
yeah.
that. Why are you guys so fascinated with that? Because Branson, Missouri, whether you like to admit it or not, Adam, Branson, Missouri is like, you know, like Bible Belt Christian Central. And it's like, well, and they had a water park.
Well, I don't think because Disney has a water park and you don't you know associate that with Christians.
You're right, I don't. But Disney isn't in Branson, Missouri. But it's like that was the if you went to Disney, the water park wouldn't be the first thing you said.
Well, so anyway, I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with Christians. Just because PTL had a water park.
Oh, it's called Heritage USA. Thank you,
Heritage USA. Yeah, right. Yes. Anyway, so the whole thing is we wanted to go and just relax. So we were going to rent a cabin. Mm-hmm. And
you should have rented one of the condos from.
Well, exactly. From Jim Baker. I didn't realize. I didn't. If I had known, you know, I would. But so we wanted to rent a cabin or some condo or house. But we wanted to have a kitchen. We wanted it to be fairly large living area and stuff like that, so we could go and hang out. And just
did you take Sydney with you so she could run outside?
We were gonna, but then I decided it was not a good thing because we'd have to walk her. And if we wanted to go out to a show or something, we'd have to leave her locked up in a strange house. And if she barked and we were near other people that could disturb them. And so I just decided not to.
You really thought this through.
But we ended up renting a house. I mean, it's a rustic house. So, I mean, it has a cabin feel, but it had a big deck all along the back.
Was there a slide? Was there like a water slide off the deck?
There was not. Oh. There's a glassed in area in the deck, kind of like a green, what do they call it? Like a your house when you have a glass room.
A terrarium
kind of feel. And that it went out onto the deck. The deck had a sunken hot tub. But here's the thing.
I was gonna make the same joke that Yasmawa Dude made in the chat room, but I refrained from doing it. I just want everyone to know I did not say, "Well, Adam loves a big deck." See, I did not say that. That was Yasmawa Dude in the chat room. Go ahead.
So we paid quite a bit of money for this for
a bit. Well, yeah, when
in.
You get a big deck, you pay a bit more. Is what I'm trying to say. It's like typically houses with big decks can charge more than houses with little decks because nobody wants, you know, nobody wants to like come home to a little deck every day is what I'm trying to say, Adam.
I really love hot tubs. So I just really wanted a place with a hot tub. So I took wine and we went out. Every night we had a bottle of wine and we submerged ourselves in the hot tub and we drank wine and it was nice. But
I was going to say, I was laughing about the fact, just like, of course, I'm concentrating on the decks and you're concentrating on the hot tubs. It really says a lot, I think, about being a top and a bottom there. It's just...
People know that I like hot tubs. I'm just trying
people
to move
do,
on
yeah,
from that
Adam,
joke.
You do. You like the hot tubs.
That joke was like 5 minutes ago and you're still on it. I'm just trying to move along. Anyway, so, I mean, a big deck is nice. I'm not going to lie.
No, it wasn't a water park analogy, Adam. It was a hot tub being an ass that you would fuck as opposed to a deck being a dick that you would suck on.
Okay. I didn't get the hot tub being an ass at all. I didn't. I knew what big deck meant, but hot. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Moving on. So, a couple of things about this house, though. We, on the ad, it said gourmet kitchen.
Ooh.
You know, and the pictures even looked gourmet, right? But this was a nice place. It was very relaxing. We had a good time. But I just want to say,
yes,
this was not a gourmet kitchen.
No,
it was like the. It had like the $200, you know, Dent special oven, stove and oven in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, it had like the countertops were like just Formica or
maybe,
whatever.
Maybe they meant like a gourmet kitchen from like a Food Network challenge or something like.
I don't know.
It would be funny to put these chefs in this ill-prepared kitchen.
And, you know, the lights, I have not had one of these in so many years. I don't even remember what they're called, but they kind of buzz. The fluorescent.
Yes, the fluorescent.
Yeah, it had
lights,
the fluorescent lights. I mean, who has those anymore with the like the rough grated kind of cover over the fluorescent light? You know what I'm talking
about?
My
mother still has that.
And it had that. And then the TV. Do they even still make CRT television?
Wait. But what does the TV have to do with the gourmet kitchen?
I'm done with the kitchen.
Oh, you're done with the kitchen.
So the kitchen, not gourmet.
So they had a CRT TV, like a 4:3 aspect ratio.
Yes.
CRT.
No flat screen television.
That's pretty impressive, Adam, because, you know, I was watching that god-awful show, Better Call Saul. It's like, as he's walking through what's supposed to be a law firm back in the 80s, people have like flat screen TVs and flat screen monitors on their desk. I'm just like, all right, hey, most people didn't have damn PCs on their desk, much less something with an LCD monitor. That was unheard of. Go ahead, Adam.
So, you know, but other than the fact that we had to really rough it and watch TV on a 4:3 and we had four mica countertops in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It was a good experience. I mean, it was very relaxing. We went to, there is a Hollywood Wax Museum in Branson.
I saw that. You posted it on your FaceSpace page.
Yeah, I've never been to a Hollywood Wax Museum. And it's a Hollywood Wax Museum. There's mini golf and there's some other 3D experience that turned out to be horrible.
Mini golf, 3D.
I really like mini golf. I'm not going to lie. I like it. So we did the mini golf and it was a Hollywood themed mini golf. And so they had these big like statues of different Hollywood types that you would see, like a publicist or a paparazzi or, you know, whatever. And so we took selfies with all these different things. And we took selfies with, I took a selfie with Barbara Eden and.
Not actually Barbara Eden.
No. But I mean the wax figures. So, I mean, we did all that. That was fun. And then we walked around the lake both days to get our steps. Yeah. So that was really fun. And then we took have you ever done a duck tour?
I did in Boston. I did the Boston duck tour. You're talking about the World War II military vehicles that were amphibious.
Yes.
That you go around on that are now proudly serving tourists.
Yeah. This guy was the hokiest.
Oh, no. I guarantee you the ones in Boston are just as hokey.
I mean, he started the tour like playing some Born to Be Wild and he was like singing along with it and like put on his cool sunglasses and he was like dancing in his seat and like, anyway, it was crazy. And then we went to, for dinner that night, we went to a butterfly. Have you ever been to a butterfly palace?
No, I can't say that I've ever been to a...
They have this big...
Do they have like footmen that are like little mice or something like little mice and then the squirrels or like the knights and
they have this aviary kind of setup.
Welcome
where you go
to
in
the moth palace.
And I don't know what you call it when it's butterflies, but I'm just going to say aviary. And you go into this room with all these tropical plants and everything. And they have just thousands of butterflies flying around.
Yes.
And they give you these little vials of sugar water with a little fake red flower on it.
Nectar.
You can hold it up.
That's right. Well, that's what nectar is sugar water. So, yeah.
Right.
What you're giving.
And the butterflies are attracted to the red.
Yeah.
And so they land on it, and we took some selfies. That was fun. And then for dinner, we went to Dixie Stampede. And Dixie Stampede is owned by, yes. You're making a weird face.
I'm trying to pronounce what Yasmin Badu says it's called, a lepidopterary? Lepidopterary?
I don't know.
Not an aviary.
Lepidopterary.
Yep. A Lepidopterary. Also, I believe is drum major Kevin's nickname on the Big Fatty Show.
Dixie Stampede is a, think of medieval times.
Yes.
Except it's more of a country themed show. So, you know.
But does it still take place?
Not in the medieval. No, it's like it's like a old Wild West sort of thing. But I'm going to tell you
so
something.
Wait. So, but saying think of medieval times, but with West,
well, it's an arena.
Leads one to believe that it's like, you know, they went, like, they put cowboys back in the 1800s, you know, like in the 18th century.
Just,
or something.
It's just cowboy time. No, the reason I say think of medieval times is because it's in an arena.
Yes.
With a floor. You eat with your hands.
No, I get it. So, or like they have at the Excalibur in Vegas that we are, where you're at.
That's what
year.
I'm saying. Medieval times. Is that,
I get what you're called.
And that was fun. The guys, oh my God, the guys, these. Good old boys they had in this show.
Mm-hmm.
They had, all of them were cute, had really tight, firm asses, and you know, and they were wearing these really tight pants. So that was fun.
Uh-huh.
But so anyway, we had a good time. We had a good time. But I will say about Branson, I don't know if it's growing or not. I mean, they did the whole spiel about Branson has the most live music shows each day than any other place in the USA except for Austin, Texas, or live stage shows.
That is a hell of a bumper sticker.
And, you know, that was in the tour. I mean, that was the tour guide said that. But it really seems like, you know, I don't know. It seems like,
all right, so Branson is great, but I don't get, are you happy? Are you sad about this? What is your...
I'm happy, but I just say Branson itself, I don't know what to think of it. I've been lots of times in my life, but it's just...
well, do you have fun
it's
there?
It's a little weird. I did have fun. Yeah.
Well, then there you go. Then what does it matter what you think about it? It's like...
Doesn't.
It's magic!
So So the last thing I wanted to say,
we were talking about. We've been going on for 7 hours.
We haven't. The last thing, this is not about Branson. This is my last topic. If you'd have left the Trello the way it was, you would have had something to say in between.
No, I don't want to say anything about, you know what, Paul Armstrong bought the one up from that. Did you buy his old 70D?
Well, let me tell you something, Daniel. So this is what I went. So, you know, we got the voicemail from Taylor.
Yes.
He supported my thought that a 70D was a good camera to get.
Yes.
And I had been reading all this stuff. Lots of vloggers use 70Ds, yes. But they're kind of expensive. Like if you go on Amazon, it's like $1,200.
Right.
Well, last night, and I was like, I don't know if I should spend $1,200 on a camera that's expensive. So last night I was just sitting there watching TV or whatever I was doing last night. And on my phone, Google Now, you know, brings up cards for like articles and stuff like that and various things that you've searched.
Right.
So I was just perusing my phone and looking at Google Now, and there was an article from The Wirecutter that Canon had a deal going on for refurbished Canon 70Ds.
Oh.
I got a Canon 70D with a lens for $675.
Wow, that's a deal, I guess. If you're into that, right? I mean, I'm not.
No, I mean, well, that's like half price almost.
No, I'm saying, yeah, that's a deal. That's awesome.
So I'm excited. So now I just have to get. What's it called? It's a ring light. There are these lights that they sell that are ring lights.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you?
And
want
you put
one?
The camera in the middle of it,
right?
And it makes you beautiful.
It doesn't make you beautiful. It just gives you better lighting.
All of these makeup people on YouTube, that's what they use to make themselves look beautiful.
Right, because it evens out the lighting on the skin so that you can actually see what you're supposed to see.
So I can't remember what it's a Diva light, a Diva ring light is what it's called. So I have to get myself a Diva ring light. I've got the 70D coming and then I'll be all set.
For what?
For all of my video ventures.
So are you bringing this with you to Universal Studios?
I don't know. I haven't even thought of it. If it gets here, I don't know when it's coming from Canon. I don't know. You know, it's not like Amazon where they do like 2-day shipping. So,
you know, legendary YouTuber Paul Armstrong.
Look what I got. I got a new Canon 80D.
Doesn't it sound like he's saying ADD? Like I got a Canon 80D.
So he spent the big bucks on it.
Really? How much how much does a Canon 80D cost?
Well, if the 70D is $1,200, it's got to be more than that because that's the.
He's a school teacher. How is he? Is he embezzling? Do you think that Paul Armstrong is embezzling?
It's his millions of subscribers on YouTube. He's making the YouTube bucks now.
He's making the YouTube. Adam, we should do this. We should do this YouTube thing.
We did for a while.
Yeah, but I didn't know that we could make millions of dollars. That's exciting to me.
Anyway, so I'm excited. I feel like, look, I wasn't going to do it, but I feel like that was an unbeatable deal.
No, that sounds like really good. By the way, I wasn't implying that Paul, and I'm never going to go ahead.
Mark and my boyfriend is very cheap.
Thrifty, Adam. Thrifty.
But he loves a deal. And I thought if he approves this, I can buy it and it'll be okay. So I was like, boyfie, look at this. It's such a good deal. He's like, yeah, that's a super good deal. I'm like, I should buy it, right? And he's like, well, I don't love refurbs, but it is a really good deal.
It would be a crime not to buy it, Adam, really, at that price.
So I did. So I'll report back on it when it comes in. I'm excited,
all right.
though.
All right. Do you see? I shouldn't talk about this. I shouldn't talk about this because it's only funny to me. We'll talk about it in the after show.
Wherever you want to talk about it.
We'll talk about it in the after show. Anyway, all right, Adam, let's see. What do we got to do? I'm so worried about this because of my noise clipping on you. So it's going to be weird to see what this next set. Anyway, hold on.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Deathbone, English comedian and all-round legend, and the remaining half of the two Ronnies, Ronnie Corbett, dead at 85. Okay, bye.
Okay, Adam, yes or no?
I don't... Well, he's gotten too many tonight. I think we'll say no.
Making the rules up as we go along, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we like to do around these parts. All right. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Daniel.
I'm stretching time because I didn't have the song queued that I need to have queued, but now I have it queued, so now I can just play it.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yay! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will decide whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room unless I, don't know the answer, in which case I will totally cheat. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening?
All right, here we go. Hopefully.
Okay. I think it, the sound wasn't on. Did we go start it from where you wanted to start it? It sounds like I should know this song.
Well, this is a knowable part of the song.
Okay, so I don't know. I have no idea what that. I've heard this song, but I don't know what it is.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna play another one.
What's the name of the song? What's the title of the song?
It's called Fantasy.
Okay. I don't know.
But here is the next song for that person.
Yes. All right. So that sounds like Mariah Carey.
That is Mariah Carey.
It is Mariah Carey. There you go. Been a whistle tone kind of thing. So if you'd played in that first clip one of those whistle tones, then I would have been like, it's Ariana Grande or Mariah Carey in it. There you go.
Yeah, so Mariah Carey, who is still my all-time favorite, anything really, is 46 years old.
46 years young, wow. Yeah,
46 years old, so she's getting on up there. But anyway, happy birthday, Mariah. Here is our next.
We have a minor revolt going on in the chat room since you didn't give RT Cruiser credit for that birthday. I mean, for that death phone thing, I'm just saying.
I wasn't really paying attention.
International relations are strained now, Adam. Go ahead. What?
You know, sometimes when we say no, I go back and give it to the people anyway.
Oh.
It's just show content. We just can't, you know, we can't be vanilla all the time. And okay, here we go.
Oh, I know this.
Really?
I do. This is Lady Gaga's poker face, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. And it was Lady Gaga's birthday is on March 28th. I know that because that's my birthday. So, yes, happy birthday. Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah. So, Lady Gaga is, let me look and see how old she is.
Don't tell
me.
It just makes me sad because she's so young.
She's 30 years old.
That's what I'm saying. She's 35 years old. She's very young.
She's 30. Okay. Here is our next one.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, I'm surprised you don't know this one, but okay, let's play another clip of this person talking, and maybe you will know.
Welcome back to another transformation. I'm going to jump right in. I'm using an Elmer's glue stick to flatten my brow, pressing it with a puff, and then I'm going to layer clear eyelash glue, which comes across white, and then it dries transparent. With a MAC paintbrush.
All right, so stop. That sounds like, is that Miss Fame? It's either Miss Fame or it's Milk in it, because I'm going to go with Miss Fame. Is that Miss Fame?
It's Miss Fame.
It is Miss Fame.
Yeah, so Miss Fame, who was that? Now, did she win?
No, not even close to winning. No, she was out like fifth or sixth.
No, well, he's a really cute guy.
Yes, that's why people remember that he left. He was also really, really dumb.
He's really cute, and he has a makeup tutorial thing on YouTube. So
that's his
thing. He shows you how to do all of these faces. Okay. Anyway, So he is, and I can't remember his real name, but anyway, Miss Fame is 31. So he's older than Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Actually.
There you go.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you. Here is our next one.
Yeah, Miss Fame, who always listens to the show. Yeah. This is the theme to the Monsters.
It is not.
Oh, the Addams Family. This is the theme to the Addams Family.
It is the theme to the Addams Family.
Pleat.
So I'm going to play a bit of speaking from the Addams Family.
Oh. Uh-oh.
When the blazing sun has turned to mud, and the moon lies dead in a pool of blood, and the tom-tom beat of eternity starts,
all right.
Whom will I love in my heart?
That is, that's the guy that plays Gomez. I don't know the actor's name. That's the guy that plays Gomez on the Addams Family.
It is the guy that plays Gomez.
What's his actual name?
His actual name is John Astin.
Oh, Austin or Astin? Because Max and Sharon says, okay.
John Astin.
Okay.
And he is 86 years old, and apparently he's an acting instructor.
Well, of course.
I can't remember where, but I don't know if he's retired now, but there was some news story about him a couple of years ago.
About him being an acting coach?
Well, that was part of the story that he was teaching acting. Here is our next birthday.
Sounds very sleepy.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come.
All right. It's someone modern. I don't know.
It's a modern jazz singer.
I know, and I don't know. It sounds lovely.
She's a very good singer, actually.
Yeah.
I've heard her name before, but I didn't. I think I might download some of her music to listen to. It's very relaxing.
Yes.
So yeah, you can just then if you don't know
it. Okay. Yeah, I was absolutely.
So Nora,
Jones. Just to save time, she could just say, just play the RT Cruiser noise, and then I'll know to.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Nora Jones.
Nora Jones.
Wow.
Yeah. She is a jazz singer, and she is 37 years old.
Wow. I bet you Taffy knows her because Taffy's into the whole jazz stuff.
Maybe.
If I could change the world, I don't know who sings this because it's been recently redone by somebody I'm conflating it with.
Well, I have a second one. Do you want another song?
Yes, please. Another one.
All right.
So this is Eric Clapton. So is Eric Clapton.
It is Eric Clapton.
Okay, this is from his Unplugged album.
And he wrote this song
for his dead son.
His dead son. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Fred Goldman. That's what he did. He wrote a nice song for it and like helped him close the memory. And he didn't go around like begging people to stop watching TV and like, just pay me more money because I'm Fred Goldman and I'm a lousy person.
Eric Clapton is 71 years old.
71. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Our last birthday.
Oh, thank God.
You like this song.
I know. I'm just saying. It seems like things are... It sounds very suspiciously like a Canadian.
Could be.
I believe it's Celine Dion.
It is Celine Dion. And Celine Dion is 48 years old.
48 years old. She's a year younger than me.
But her dearly departed husband was like 82 or something. I don't know how old he was, but... There was quite a difference in age, but yeah. So Celine Dion, happy birthday. So Daniel, do we have any Pride 48 birthdays that we would like to celebrate tonight?
Sure.
There's one that's in the chat room. I'm pretty sure that had a birthday today.
Really?
Yes.
John Ong. John Ong's in the chat room.
No.
No, because John Ong's birthday was on the 31st. Is it Ant? Is Ant in the chat room tonight?
No, it is not Ant.
Oh. Look at me. I'm being all like funny here. It's Mags. Happy birthday, Mags.
Happy birthday, Mags.
What birthday of his is it?
You're supposed to know these things,
Adam. You're supposed to know.
I don't know if he. I just got a notification on Facebook that it was Mags's birthday. I don't know if it lists his age on. I didn't look.
He's 22. Anyway, he's 22. It's probably. That's probably what it is.
We'll be right back.
the new.
He says it's my Douglas Adams trip around the sun.
I know that should tell me how old he is, but
the Douglas Adams was the author of Hitchhiker's
40,
Guide.
He was the author of what?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe,
right?
To the galaxy.
So isn't that the meaning of life, something and everything is 42?
Uh-huh. So that means it's...
So he's 42.
Sounds like it. Look at the way you reason that out. That's pretty good for a southerner. That's
I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
A lap dance. Oh, sorry. Where should I start on this one? I don't think this guy... Okay, anyway, I'll just read. This is the moment an alleged stripper dances in front of an 8-year-old boy as part of his inappropriate birthday celebration. Video of the incident emerged online in a number of places and quickly went viral with many shocked viewers criticizing the content. Mm-hmm. So there's outrage as a mom hires a stripper to perform a lap dance for her 8-year-old son during his birthday party.
Why? Why is there such outrage?
The woman was reportedly hired to perform by the mother of the boy, and Tampa police were contacted in regards to the video last week, but they were unable to act due to the fact the footage does not reveal when and where the incident took place,
right,
nor who was involved.
This to me, Adam, just seems so staged, right? It's like they hired a stripper to come and give a lap dance for their 8-year-old boy. This is all designed to be a viral video, right? This is someone who's just trying to make a viral video because that's how everyone became aware of it, right? Is by the video that was going viral.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, this is like these people that used to like wreck cars and stuff to try to get on America's Funniest Home Video or whatever to be, you know, in line to win the prize, right? It's like, as our good friend Joe Batance can tell you, like if your video goes viral, you know, you got people calling and they'll pay you. Oh my God. your sound. Oh!
That's you, not me.
Your soundboard is... No, what possibly would be ringing on my side? Anyway, Adam, it was the point is that it would be... it's weird. It's like there's some kind of... like maybe my neighbor downstairs has a cell phone and is like walking near me or something.
I don't know. It's coming from you because when I mute your channel, it goes away.
Wow. All right. It's not there. Anyway, so here's my... what was I saying? What were we even talking?
You think
it scared
that they
me.
Staged it. You
oh,
think
it's just saying, yeah, it just seems it. Like this is one of those... because our good friend Joe Batance can tell you when your video goes viral, they cut you a check for, you know, thousands of bucks.
Yeah. Well, it clearly is a young person who's having his face grinded in by the ass of a someone who appears to be a right. stripper. I don't know. Anyway,
or it could be, you know, Webster played an 8-year-old boy when he was like, you know, in his 30s. So maybe Sammy, maybe it's just,
maybe he's Arnold.
I'm just saying this was so staged. This was just Webster. Like, if we pay Tina $50 to do this, we'll make a couple of thousand off the video.
A report of armed men near an Arkansas elementary school led to a campus lockdown before police confirmed the three were actually pest control employees chasing squirrels. A teacher at Gardner STEM Magnet School in Hot Springs saw the men about 8 a.m. Wednesday and notified administrators.
Wait, there were guys chasing squirrels. Were they Canadian? Was it Turniped and Dave?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Did they make a trip to Arkansas recently?
Because they might have. You know, they're world travelers. They get around.
That's true. Well, I know they get around. I mean, that's... So according to a statement from the Hot Springs Police Department, the teacher said it looked like three men carrying rifles were running towards the school.
Yes.
Officers determined the men who were carrying pellet guns were employees of a pest control company hired to eradicate squirrels at a neighboring apartment complex. Police say the employees fired a shot at a squirrel, missed, and chased the squirrel onto school property. And anyway, the lockdown was lifted after about an hour.
Wow.
The AP report.
That is intense. This is the country we live in now, that we're so scared of things. It's like pellet guns don't make noise like a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? It's just like... no shot was fired. It's not like people heard a shot fired or whatever. They see some people dressed in like gray jumpsuits, and instead of thinking that they're some kind of service person, they immediately jump to the fact that they must be a militia. That's the country that the Republicans have built for us now.
I just want to say, though, two things. First of all, is this really how pest control companies eradicate squirrels with pellet guns?
In Arkansas? I don't know.
Don't you think there would be some more efficient way? I mean, they're literally chasing around squirrels with a pellet gun. I mean, I think they would have traps or, you know, something.
Yeah.
I think they were having a little bit of fun, too. I mean, they're like, you know. And I want to, did you know, Daniel, have you heard of Daisy BB guns?
Yes, Adam. Every single person on the planet has heard of Daisy BB guns. They are
okay,
like,
good.
They're like the only company in the world that makes BB guns anymore, yes?
Right. Did you know that Daisy, the company, is based in Rogers, Arkansas?
Wow. That's Adam, that's where you work. That's the home of...
It is.
That's the home of Walmart.
Well, I work in Bentonville.
Oh, that's right. That's
actually,
where you live in Rogers.
I live in Rogers, yes. So Daisy BB guns... are produced.
Do you get a discount on them because of that?
I don't know. There's a Daisy Museum.
Ooh, you know that. Oh, you know that's interesting because we have a Pez Museum here because Pez originated in Orange, Connecticut. So there's a right on the other side of New Haven. There's a Pez Museum.
Well, so when you come to visit, I'll take you to the.
Oh my God! I am booking my flight right now. I cannot wait until I get to go to the Daisy BB Museum.
And then we'll go to Branson.
I'm lost where we're going. Oh, I see. You did. All right. Got it. I thought that was a tech question, but you put it in the context. Well, I'll just go there.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
3, 2, 1. Context is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Context is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Context.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show, Adam, where we play our voicemails and read our emails.
It's a really, oh God, I can't think of it.
Iconoclastic.
It's a really original segment.
It is. No other podcast does it.
Nobody else does that.
Nobody else makes that joke either. But here, let's play our first phone call, shall we? It comes into us from that little Aussie battler, Scotty.
Can you please do something about the chat room? Oh my goodness, it is dead as a doornail. I suppose because it's Easter Sunday and all of your listeners have gone to church. Okay, thanks, Scotty. Bye.
So Scotty was in the chat room last week.
Oh, poor Scotty.
With his mom. I don't know what he wanted, though. I mean, it's not like the chat room does circus acts while we're doing the show or something.
Well, he was, we did our special. I thought we said... on the show before, but that's fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Scotty.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't our normal exciting chat room.
That's right. Yaz Mamadou said, well, you should have been here tonight. See, tonight we're, but he won't hear. That must mean he's behind on shows, which I thought about that later, but then I was just like, I mean, they're going to hear bathhouse music. They're going to assume that it's just not happening.
No, he was in the chat room last
week. I know, but I'm just saying he could have asked on Twitter. He could have it's not entirely our fault. That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, Adam, we have another voicemail. Voicemail.
Well, why don't we listen to it?
Let's listen to that.
Hi, Dubious Intent. My name is Mark Smith, longtime listener. Dubious Intent is one of my top five podcasts I listen to. It's Mark from the It's All About Me podcast. Calling because we've gotten several complaints that our podcast sounds echoey. And so we're hoping that we could get some tech information, help, possibly, in how to... prevent this echoing problem from happening. We've tried everything, and besides getting rid of all of us hosts, not sure what else we can do. So I'd love to get some professional advice from the Dubious Intent, Adam and Daniel, and hopefully we can fix this so we can stop getting these complaints. Love your show. Can't wait to hear the next episode. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. We really appreciate that for that question.
Maybe they should just record their show on the cell phone. It sounds better than their actual podcast audio.
Oh, I don't have the shade button up, but that would definitely be a shade button thing there. Yeah, no. I know exactly how to get rid of the echo in your show. Don't put the reverb filter on the show before you send it out, because you guys did that on purpose. It was a joke. There was no. See, they're just trying me, Adam. They're trying me.
Well, okay, let's give some practical advice for people who may have that issue. So when you have an echoey room,
yes,
it usually means that there are a lot of hard surfaces in that room.
It
and
does.
Your audio is bouncing off of those surfaces.
Wow. So, you got the graphs and everything? I wish you guys could see this. He's like pointing to little charts and pictures.
So there are a few things that you can do.
Yes.
When you're starting out as a podcaster, if you have a walk-in closet, you can actually record from a walk-in, because normally your walk-in closets have your clothes hanging there.
True.
Cloth
absorb sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can record next to curtains, next to drapes. Into drapes. So
now,
if
you wanted to, you could do like Chris Crocker did a long, long time ago and just throw the blanket right over your head
over
and
your head.
Microphone.
Yeah.
And, leave Britney alone. Like that sound, there was no echo in Leave Britney Alone.
You could. Now, if you really wanted to go a long way, see, I have curtains in my studio.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are partially for sound. Another thing that you can do is buy those foam audio, what are they called? This is really if you want to get like expensive, but they sell acoustic blocks or acoustical.
Yeah. That's a complete.
You could do that.
No, but it's a complete waste of. All right. So.
Well, it is.
Everything that works great, like the drapes and the clothing and, or surround yourself with things that are not stark and echoey. All right. That is something that you do with, USB mics. Like, but by the time that you're going to invest in acoustic foam, you would be better off investing in a microphone and a mixer, because if you're using a mic and a mixer, then the reason for echo could be it could just be that you're in a slightly echoey room, but because your gain is turned up too high on that channel, that it's actually producing echo.
Yeah, you also want to get right up on your microphone.
Right, because that's how you reduce the echo, right? Is you pull the gain down, then you have to get closer to the mic for it to pick you up, and it also filters out things that are further than like a foot away from the microphone, right? So that's the gain of the mic, right? That's how you compensate for being in a noisy room.
And we talk about audio after having audio farts on our show this week, but there you go.
You know what, Adam? Audio farts are just a healthy part of the audio digestive. Yes, the audio the fiber of our advice went through the colonic waves of the podcast and expelled themselves as an audio fart.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, great. You probably couldn't.
3, 2, 1.
You know, Adam.
You know, Daniel.
I would say this is a train wreck, but I think It's All About Me said that on their last show.
Didn't you copyright It's a Train Wreck? Isn't that
No, actually,
your...
that's originally a big fattyism, and I was going to say, even if it was a train wreck, we put out a fucking show, unlike Big Fatty, who just left people hanging for three shows. We're going to Florida, and we're not going to take it. No, we're not. We would never do that. We were going to do our show.
We always do. It's not like we take hiatuses.
No, we've never in the history of our lives taken a hiatus on this program. We have always been here each and every week, because that's what we are. We're dedicated people. And if anybody tells you otherwise, then you just say to them, you say, you know what? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you're not going to fool me, because you can't get fooled again with the fooling, which is the part that you get fooled. But
you know what, Daniel?
What?
The worst part is when you fool me thrice.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Just saying. This has been an awfully weird show.
Last week was such a great show. We were just...
Right. We just...
coming off of a high.
Right. Oh, there it was. Nico didn't arrive until just right now, so that's the problem. Is we didn't have Nico here. So write that down. In the future, we should always make sure that Nico is here before we start the show.
Some people need green M&Ms in the green room.
That's
we need Nico
we need
in the
Nico.
Chat room.
Nico Martinez is what we need. Exactly. This theme song seems to be going longer than normal. I don't know why. It's just... waiting for that jet to get here is what I'm trying to say. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bookends, different as night and day.
Hey, it's Mike Fox in Texas. Sad to say that actress Patty Duke passed away.
Yeah, hi guys, Team Cruiser back on deck for the Slippery Death Zone. Actress Patty Duke, dead at the Magical 69. Okay, bye.
They laugh alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike. You can lose your mind when cousins are two of a kind.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.